Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ike. Every day at 4 o'clock or around there, we do our voicemail, our show voicemail. It's called the Ike Juice Hotline. Kick it, Ben. All right. What do we got, Ben?
Fight for the only colors, green and white. Go right through for MSU. Watch the points keep rolling. Spartan teams are bound to win. They're fighting with the vim. Rah, rah, rah. See, their team is weakening. We're going to win this game. Fight, fight. Rah, team, fight. Victory for MSU.
So do you think that was somebody just reading the fight song, or is that a former student tweaking,
man,
you?
That sounds like I don't know if it's a former student.
Yeah, because why would they want to tweak themselves?
Got some type of title to the university. That was the fight song.
Michigan State goes down. That hurts. The fact that Michigan's still in it.
That hurts even more.
Hurts even more, yeah. If Michigan's in the NIT, you're like, right. Oh, we lost.
Yeah.
The fact Michigan wins.
Yep.
Right.
On a buzzer, a three-point buzzer beater, they win.
How about that? How about that? All right, what do you got?
Hey, guys. So I got in my car this morning to go to work. And I'm listening to the morning show. And what do I hear? Levi, that little weasel calling in complaining about Johnny Marks. Get over it, Levi. Your show freaking sucks. Dude.
Well, I mean, regardless of how the show was or whatever, his first time, I thought he did just fine. Ben, do we know what he even said? I've never heard what he said.
I didn't listen to it. We gave Levi too much time. We made a mistake. We made Levi believe he was important, and he's like a parasite. The more he gets, the more he needs.
Ooh, wow.
So we're done.
Done?
I'm not hosting a show with him. I'm done.
Wow.
Wow.
Ben's out.
Well, I would actually like to hear a show with Ben and Levi.
Yeah.
But as far as calling this show, I'm not gonna say he's banned or anything like that. It's our show. I may just step aside and let you run the phone call, Ike.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't really know what to say at this point. I was trying to have fun with the guy, and he's obviously a loon, and just can't hack it. So whatever, we'll see.
Yeah, I think Levi is more or less riding this out a little longer. He's playing the strings out here, right? So he's taking what he presumes as an issue here and taking it to another show because that expands the airtime he gets on the matter. So now he gets to he's tapping into different listening audiences with his nonsense.
Yeah, I don't think he realizes that. I don't know how many people actually care, and that's why I don't want to spend too much time on it.
I agree.
I don't know how many people care. He called middays. He called mornings. I'm sure Angelo doesn't care anything he has to say.
Didn't sound like he did.
No, it didn't. So, whatever. What we got?
Yo, you better tell your boy Ike, if that Chase Utley fake-to-first throwout at home was the best baseball play he's ever seen, he needs to get out and see a whole lot more baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, Ike.
Well, first of all, you don't need to tell me. He just told me. Secondly, I didn't say that was the best baseball play I've ever seen.
It's your favorite.
Yeah, we were talking about moments.
One of your favorites.
Yeah, we're talking about sports moments.
Well, from what I remember, it was just one of the first things that popped in your mind.
Sure.
And I was like, wow, it's a great one.
Like, I can give you several other baseball moments.
The Phillies have not really been creators of a lot of great all-time baseball moments.
Not recently.
Yeah, I'm assuming that he meant get out and watch other teams with their baseball moments, right?
And that was Angry Al. Yeah, I'm not sure. I can't remember that last few years.
Well, here's the thing. He can't be talking about the Phillies. How many Phillies moments are greater than that moment? So he has to be talking about other teams.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll need more information on that. Yeah, it's a weak point, weak call. But hey, we'll take the weak calls. We'll take them. What do you got, Ben?
Yeah. Am I reading this right, or did you guys get roasted by the biggest noodle in Philly sports media
Les Bowen. I think it's time to fold the show and hand it over to Wet Blanket Bowen from now on.
And we got one more on this, Ben.
So I'm just seeing this tweet from Les Bowen. And y'all know y'all got to change that profile pic now. You can't have Les Bowen clown in your pic. Come on now. Les Bowen?
Come on. Yeah, I agree.
The Ike Juice Hotline, 215-625-6586. I will not be bullied, though. We're gonna let Les Bowen bully us because he called us Brokeback Mountain?
Oh, that's cold-blooded.
Well, it was me. It's not you getting ripped. It's me.
I don't know. I'm looking at the profile picture now. Yeah, what's wrong with it? Brokeback Mountain?
Look at you guys work at Old Navy. It didn't look like you guys were the lovers.
Worked at Old Navy?
Like, who works at Old Navy?
What are you guys about? Yeah, right. It's an Old Navy shirt. Yeah, nothing from Bloomingdale's.
Nothing I have on with you would find at Old Navy.
In fact, Cordell Stewart gripped up that shirt. I was out eating dinner with some friends, and Cordell was there, and he's like, "Oh man, I like the stitching on that." Yeah. He was checking it out. Where'd you get that from? Out the Super Bowl.
Yeah, nothing I have on you would find at Old Navy.
What are you talking about? No, I would have to assume that Les's comment about being the reboot of Brokeback Mountain, mm-hmm. or did he say, what did he say, sequel? Or something like that.
I said reboot, I think.
I think he was, maybe he was talking more about the cowboy side than the,
Right, I think he's,
well, so really he's talking about you.
He's talking about me, yeah, about me.
The flannel shirt.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Could have picked another cowboy movie.
Right, yeah, he could have went with, pick any cowboy movie.
Yeah, no,
he
Ranger, went, I don't know.
No, he went with the gay cowboy movie, is what mm-hmm. he went with, right? No, it was a pointed shot. That's
you,
all right.
You never took me for a gay cowboy.
No.
You were a lot of things, but that's not one of them.
No, short. Yes, people commented on me being short. Ike's also tall, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I am short. You know, I'll whatever. That's fine.
I gotta admit, half of this picture does look pretty good.
It's a nice backdrop, right?
Yeah, it's a nice backdrop,
Nice black backdrop.
Looks like something we found at the, like a glamour shot almost, man. You got the wood grain in the back.
It's nice.
Yeah.
They did a nice job on it. Then I broke backed it up. Hey, what do you want me to do? 888-729-9494. Well,
everybody's a comedic.
Hey, I don't have boot cowboy boots on. I had sneakers. I had Nikes on, man. I'm wearing cowboy boots.
So
I can see you
wearing
cowboy
a flannel
boots.
Shirt that's automatically cowboy.
I guess.
Right?
You know, it's a glamour shot, though. Two good-looking dudes.
It is a glamour shot.
You know what I mean? I'll take it.
I almost look like I got my TV makeup on, man. The hell?
Why? Well, no, that's because of the skull shaver. You get
that is because of the skull shaver. Uh-huh. I'm looking at my face. I'm like, yeah. I almost look like I got the TV makeup on today.
It's the skull shaver. I had makeup on. I did. I had makeup on.
No, are you serious?
Yeah. Of course I did.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. No, I could say
Ben, he did not have makeup on, did he?
I had makeup on. I did. I put
where do you get men's makeup?
Well, it's not men's makeup. It's just makeup.
You go to Bloomingdale's to get that, too?
No. Yeah, it's old. It's powder.
Yeah, it's like, like a foundation.
That's all it is. Yeah, it's powder.
So do you have one of those, like, little, what are those circular things called?
Oh, yeah. I got a whole.
Yes, when you do TV, you got to put it on.
But don't they do it for you? Like, if you let somebody else do your makeup,
not
that's
today,
fine.
Brother. No.
A man shouldn't be doing his own makeup.
It used to be that way.
I used to do Fox on a weekly basis. Yeah. You do your own makeup.
Miss Mindy. Ms. Mindy down at NBC Sports Comcast. She was the makeup lady for years down there.
They don't have one down there now.
Yeah, I don't know if she's still there, and I haven't been down there
CBS
in a couple
3,
years.
You do your own.
But she taught me how to do mine.
Here it is. Here's what I have.
Yeah, she taught me how to do mine.
It's the powder, and you can rip me for it on the Ike Juice Hotline, 215-625-6586. This is what else I had. This gets rid of the raccoon eyes.
Dude, you ought to see like the makeup bag I have. Oh, dude, it's so bad. It's a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
I got the large Ziploc bag.
Mine's just thrown in the bottom of my backpack, and I'm like digging in there, like, do I have my powder here? 888-729-94.
You went makeup on me, man.
I went makeup. I did. I'm pasty white.
What if you hadn't told me, I would have wore mine.
Looks like you are wearing it.
I know, right?
Are we really having this conversation right now? Tom in Bridgeport. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, guys.
What are you doing, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Ike, it's been a long time since I talked to you. I apologize to you the last time I talked to you.
Okay.
But I'd like to understand something. After the Super Bowl and, you know, during football season, baseball season, whatever season, when they have interviews,
mm-hmm.
nobody has makeup on, and they all look great. I'm just saying, T, they all look great.
Who looks great?
Why do you got to put makeup on to be on TV?
Because that's what people do, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but after the game, I'm just saying, I look great. Yeah, he was at a lot of football games. I'm sure he got interviewed. Did he put makeup on before the games?
I did not.
Yeah.
So they have the same kind of lights in the TV studio that they have with in the locker room.
Yeah.
They don't.
Is that like the difference, the lights and all that?
Well, see,
I was just wondering.
Here's the thing.
Because I always thought, Ike's a bald-headed man, and he is a good-looking man, you know? I mean, like, why the heck do you need makeup?
Well, I know.
Tom, he's married, so if you're trying to make headway with him, I can see if he would, you know.
Well, a big part of it is that my skin can be oily, and so I can have a shine. And
you're shiny in the picture.
Yeah, it kind of reflects when you're talking about the lights of cameras or what have you when you're doing studio stuff. So you put a little bit of foundation on or a little bit of, what is it? What? Some powder to take the shine off.
Well, John Johnson had tweeted or texted us and said this was the least masculine sports radio segment of all time. And we continue it. So I'm an idiot. I'm admitting that I did.
Well, I did. Yeah, I didn't tell you to do that. You opened that can up.
I did.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I did. And you know why? Because the last time I didn't, and mm-hmm. and you could see the bags under my eyes.
Right, yeah.
These are professional shots that are going on the website and everything. So,
you want good shots. I don't blame you for doing it.
I brought my TV. Say, it was actually in my bag still, and I put the stuff underneath the eyes that gets rid of. This isn't makeup. This is, what is it here? It's anti-fatigue eye gel.
Mm-hmm.
This works well.
Anti-fatigue.
That's what it is. Clinique for men. I'm not using women's stuff here.
You can tell yourself whatever you want.
Shut up, Ben.
You're just saying the name of the product. Yeah. Like, dude, you shouldn't care this much about what you look like.
But
that's
the problem. It says for men.
Stop it.
Actually, you're wrong. He should care. He's right. He's talking about a profile picture that's going to be. Listen, dude, how many times do I need to tell you? This isn't the little leagues. This is the major leagues, right? This is the afternoon show, Marks and Reese. You know, we're trying to take this thing nationally, right?
Yes.
That's what we're trying to do. And so the bigger the show gets, the more the profile picture is shown. And so he wants the picture to look good. Now, I don't know why he admitted to wearing makeup, but he didn't need to do that, but he wanted the picture to look good. I don't fault him for that. He wants to make sure it's a good picture. It's going to be shown. I mean, how many times you guys take these pictures and you post them up everywhere where we're out doing remotes and we got to sign them and give them the man. So you want the picture to look good.
Let's be honest.
Or guess what? If the picture doesn't look good, you hear about that.
You hear about it, right?
You hear about it.
And someone points out on Twitter, if I'm so worried about my appearance, why don't I try to lose the 15 pounds that's causing my shirt to break in the buttons?
Oh, come on, man.
Listen, I don't disagree with that.
Oh, come on.
I was at the doctor. One with my sneakers on, I was 180.
Dang, big boy.
No, man.
Hey, you're only about 5'8".
I'm listed at 5'10", thank you.
Oh, okay.
All right, but yeah, maybe around more like 5'8".
180?
It's too much.
Man.
I can't stop eating. I love food, man.
I mean, you could make marginal changes like not eating freezer pizzas right before the show.
Right. But freezer, that's 350 calories. If I was to go and eat what Ike eats, which is probably 1,000 calories.
It's all carbs. So if you eat all carbs before you go and sit for 4 hours, it's going to go straight to your stomach.
But hold on a second. It's all about calories. Here's my problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's no activity. I don't exercise.
Right, so you want fats because they're slow burning. You don't want carbs. If you eat carbs, they're just going to go straight into your belly. If you eat fat, fat is slow burning. It'll burn between now. You'll fill up on much less food.
So if I had a cheesesteak, I'd be better in better. Well, I'd be better off in a cheesesteak.
Bread in it. You're better off eating. Eat some hummus. Eggs.
This is coming from a guy. How much do you weigh, Ben?
145.
Right. Who's telling me? He's like, yeah, my roommate's, like, in good shape and everything. I have to lose a couple pounds. Like, where are you losing pounds from? What are you talking about?
You're talking about me being self-conscious and how that's stupid. You wear makeup.
I'm not self-conscious. I wore makeup in pictures because I'm a professional.
That's right.
And like Ike had said, listen, we're trying to become the show of Philadelphia in the afternoons. And mm-hmm. by the way, and we're not going to spoil this, but by the way, we are the show in the afternoons.
Holla at your boy.
Once again. But listen, I made the decision when I went in. I said, all right, you know what? It's in my bag because it's when I do TV, I put it on and I put it on. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. And I admit it because that's what I am. I don't lie. I'm not like a lot of people out here that dye their hair and claim they're 65 years old. Like seriously, the people that are in their 60s and they have perfectly brown black hair, it's like, yeah, sure, you don't dye your hair, my ass. All right? Like, I have gray hair and everything else. Yeah, so what if I've had a hair restoration procedure, right? At least I admit to it. All right? Come on, man.
Get off his back, man.
I do have to lose some weight, though. I definitely do. 888-729-9494.
That's good living, man.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No,
no, I meant good living as in, you know, good job. You eat well every night. You're not missing meals.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I don't even know what I'm eating that makes me so fat.
I don't think you're fat, dude. You're good.
If you look at that picture, though, you can see those bottom buttons, man. They're a little stressed.
Now I got to relook at it now, yeah. I got to relook at it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.